Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
Now, in the Green Scene today, the evolutionary battle of the sexes in flies, but first, a virgin birth in the shark tank. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell me about the baby shark.
The baby shark. This is a little baby shark called Yoko. And Yoko was born on the 3rd of January. She's in an aquarium in Louisiana in the US. And the husbandry team there had spotted her egg about 2 months previously. But they were surprised to see an egg in the tank. And that's because the tank only had two female sharks in it. And these sharks had been in there for over 3 years. So they were scratching their heads as to where this egg had come from. And what we think has happened is that this is a virgin birth, or the scientific term is parthenogenesis. And this is an incredibly rare thing that we do know happens in some species, and sharks, fish, some birds, this happens. So it's a form of asexual reproduction where essentially the female reproduces on her own.
Is there any record of it happening in convents, for example?
No evidence in humans at this point. Otherwise, we could have done this story at Christmas. But this is about, I suppose what we think is that it happens when populations are under some sort of severe stress or pressure. So there's some evolutionary mechanism where normally the female will produce egg cells. And humans do this as well. But they sort of produce other spare cells, which just don't get used most of the time, which are called polar bodies. But in this case, it seems the polar body fuses with the egg instead of a sperm cell. And that produces the baby.
So do we know of other examples of parthenogenesis?
We do. So as I said, any bird that we sort of watch closely as humans, so obviously birds in captivity like turkeys, poultry, we've seen it happen there very, very rarely. It's been documented in a condor, the huge American condor. And we also see it in reptiles. And again, having talked about these different species, we know that they share an evolutionary sort of history with the dinosaurs as well. We talked about turkeys being very closely related to dinosaurs. So things like Komodo dragons, it was documented actually for the first time in zoos in these huge reptiles.
Is it possible, though, that they at some earlier point in their lives had mixed up with the lads and fertilisation is in some way delayed?
Well, it's a really good question, Pat, because that is the other possibility. And we have seen this in sharks. So this idea of delayed fertilisation. So there was a previous encounter, and sharks do have a special gland where they can store sperm, maybe even for years. So while at the moment we think Yoko is a virgin birth, what we need to do is wait and get a DNA sample from her. And then we'll be able to compare her DNA to the DNA of the mother's
clone.
Yeah, if she's a clone or she has minimal changes in her DNA, and we will know that she is indeed a virgin birth. And it's incredibly interesting because obviously this had to develop through evolution, this ability to do it.
Now, do you remember Dolly the sheep?
Yes.
The clone. And Dolly's lifespan was not as long as an ordinary sheep. And they thought this was to do with the cloning. And I'm not sure what the follow-up on that was. So do we know if you have...
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
An offspring created by parthenogenesis, whether its lifespan is a natural one or a shortened one.
Yeah, so our sense is it is a shortened one, a parthenote, as they're called. They tend to have very, very short lifespans in many shark species where we've seen it. And of course, this makes sense because the mixing in sexual reproduction gives us, you know, a mixing of genes. It makes our immune system more resilient. It gives us more variation to cope with more pathogens. So we don't know yet. Maybe Yoko will have a short lifespan, but nonetheless, she's had an amazing impact in the aquarium where she was born earlier.
Now, our second theme is also to do with sex,
okay,
or lack
kind of. Yes.
The battle of the sexes in flies.
It does. And flies, I mean, in any species, we have sexual selection as a pressure. Those that reproduce pass on their genes and then become the ancestors of future generations. And of course, it's always a battle. And one of the things about flies is when it comes to courtship, the males have to bring food to the females in order to get a chance to mate with them. So you imagine if you're a female fly, it makes sense to have lots of males coming to bring you food, trying to mate with you. And the males want to pick out the most fertile, biggest females that have the most eggs. So what the females have done is they're sort of tricking the male flies by sucking air into their abdomens to make themselves seem bigger. But they're also growing hairs on their legs and you know, puffing up their body. They're making their wings bigger and darker. So what the male flies are then encountering is females that look bigger, but actually might not be bigger. And new research now has looked to see what the men are doing to catch up. And it seems that evolution is happening to the male fly's eyes. So researchers in Gothenburg looked at these male dance flies. They're flies that you get around hovering around rivers and fields. And they discovered that the facets of the fly's eyes on the top, which helps them to look up, are bigger in male flies where the females engage in this kind of trickery. And the male flies tend to fly from the bottom up to see the female. And when they look at other species of flies, they're only seeing this improved eyesight in male flies where the females are sort of engaging in these optical illusions.
Now, we probably shouldn't go there, but I mean, obviously in humankind, there are things that people do to enhance their obvious attraction for the other.
I mean, sexual selection happens throughout the animal kingdom, Pat. And as you and I often say, it's humans and other animals, because we are animals too, and we can't separate ourselves from our evolutionary past. So it's a fascinating topic across the animal kingdom. And you know what? It brings us a lot of the colour and variation that we see across all different kinds of species that doesn't necessarily have a very practical use, but it certainly brings interest into the world.
Now, tell me about a mosquito from the London Underground.
So again, two interesting fly evolution stories. There is a type of mosquito that was actually called a London Underground mosquito. And that's because during the Blitz in London, the poor Londoners who were sheltering underground found themselves being savaged by this form of mosquito. And actually what scientists thought that maybe it evolved, you know, around that time, around 100 years ago, from the common mosquito. But it was never really known where it came from, even though since then it's been seen in other areas around the globe. But that mystery has also been solved this week because scientists managed to extract DNA from nearly 400 of these mosquitoes. And what they've actually found is they didn't develop in London, but in Egypt around 1,000 years ago. And not overground, but underground. But obviously they also found a comfortable home in the London Underground tunnels.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.